You've taught well. You now get to voluntold people about their own businesses, okay, and how they're going to approach every single thing we just talked about. Because, and I want real examples from real people, okay, especially Adalia. She's just getting 50 coaching sessions a week at this point, okay? Real people, real examples, because we need to. Not that out of lack, that's a bad word, because it's more effective, okay? Everyone, no one's in lack, and lack doesn't exist. But we desire a great understanding of what we can do after this class immediately, okay? All right, who's going first?
All right, guys, who's going first?
Actually, take Grace first.
All right, Grace. Oh,
I'm so sorry. I have a sales call in 2 minutes.
You got lucky. So got lucky.
You know what? I would like to volunteer Mr. Anthony Lee.
He may be at worst.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's
normally
at worst.
Okay. So let's see. You know what? Come on, Miss TJ. If you're available, Miss TJ, let's work on you. I don't think so.
All right, get somebody else available.
I'm here. I just hurt my leg and I had to hobble over.
Okay, well,
I'm
sorry about your leg.
Lord have mercy.
You don't want the motorcycles, would you?
Listen. I'll be sitting down for a couple minutes. It's not funny, Antonio.
Yes, ma'am.
So now, go ahead.
So what is your ultimate goal? Like, what is your ultimate, your long-term goal?
For my business, obviously.
Yes, ma'am.
It don't have to be for a business. It could be for her. Hold on, be smart.
Okay.
That was a really good comment. It doesn't necessarily, me creating 100,000 people, 100,000 millionaires has nothing to do with business. I tied it into business because that's how things flow out of me. The truth is that's personal. That's a very personal goal I have. So it doesn't have to be business, Peter. I'm glad you added value and dropped that comment. It could be business or pleasure or personal. We're just going to tie it into, you know, your business, your TNT or whatever you may have.
Mm-hmm. Well, right. You know, that's interesting because right now my goals for my business are changing somewhat because my goals for my personal life are changing.
Should I say
evolving? And actually, I think with anybody's business, even though you're committed to it, to the bottom line, as your life changes and your circumstances change, some of your goals may change of what your ultimate end goal is, whether it be children or, you know, marital status or homes, buy, whatever, you know, life. So with me, to answer the question, I'm in the process of redefining what some of my goals were. Previously, it was to be a great speaker, coach, do some online courses and teach. Ultimately, the bottom line would be to continue to teach and inspire and get paid for it profitably.
I know that's right.
Handsomely. I started with a very modest goal a long time ago. I wrote out a personal check based on some training and coaching and different things that I wanted to get $250,000 a quarter for next year. I wrote out the check to myself from my business account. I have yet to put any of that in the bank. Those were my goals initially when I came into ATS, about a year ago now, right? I think about a year. I'm not sure of the date, but my transition from Les Brown Institute over into here. So it was I wanted to be a millionaire. because that was just one of those things from since I was, I read How to Marry a Millionaire when I was a teenager. And then as a self-evolving alpha female, I decided, hell, I'll be a millionaire myself. I won't, you know, I won't date a man with a Cadillac. I'll buy my own Cadillac. I don't need your car. So that was an evolution. So now where I am now, I'm a senior citizen. As you know, my personal life is taking a little twist. And I have no shame in announcing I've been proposed to since.
Wait a minute.
Well, listen. Listen. But that, see, you know, but there's a lot of vetting still to be done.
I do understand.
Right. And by the mere fact, and all of you know me pretty well, my personality and et cetera, that I'm not an easy woman to be married to. So, you know, I need to, yeah. So I need to do a lot of evaluation, but I'm honored and just so elated that at this point in my life, I really did not anticipate this again. Not from someone who I regard in high esteem as I do him. So I'm now taking that into consideration to be or not to be, to do or not to do, which will impact my life considerably. So my new goals, and in talking with him and assessing him and also playing a little bit of a coach, even though he's a therapist, finding out where his passions are, where his best abilities lie, and especially if we're talking about possibly working together. And he's also a musician, so he wants to, you know, do that. That's his fun passion on the side thing. You know, he has a group and he gets paid. He's been to Europe and played and different things. So it's a lot here on the table. We were just talking the other day. He was asking me questions about sales and marketing, and et cetera, of the little bit I've learned so far. Well, I should say the lot I've learned so far. And I was telling him it's not easy as it sounds. If we go into business together, no, you don't just put some content out there, baby. We ain't going to make two mortgage payments in 1 month, the first month. We put some content out
there. I know that's right, girl. You better drop that knowledge.
Listen. And that's what he's thinking. Hey, we can make two mortgage payments. Me and you put on a class, you know, boom, done. Oh, man, no, it don't work like that. Well, trust me. So I'm also in the process of trying to bring him up to a level where he understands what I have had to come to learn to understand, and that there's not going to be no overnight success per se. But I think we both could do it. So, to get more to the question, the point, I think what I'm trying to figure out is, do I want to go into business with someone else, collaborate with him? We would be creating content, therapeutic content, inspiring content, maybe written. You know, we'll write, we've already decided on a few books we could write together, you know. So we're throwing a lot of things around. What do we want to do? You know, I'm pursuing my master's in theology, of course, which takes my time. That's a goal that I will complete by next summer.
Good job.
A dual doctorate program they're offering with it. I could take my doctorate with my master's in theology, have my master's thesis be the first half of my dissertation, and get my doctorate in 1 year instead of two. However, I'm learning. I'm a little too ambitious, Antonio. I have great vision, but then, as we know, when it comes to action and application, it's a lot for me by myself at this age of the game. So I'm looking at a lot of things. I'm reassessing everything. That's where I'm at. I'm in the evaluative stage, the assessing stage. I believe he and I, if we should get married, we will create content together. We can't help it. It we just inspire each other to put out content. I coach him, he gives me therapy, so we gonna make content. It's a great match and collaboration, and we muse each other very well. So there will be content on all the subjects, you know, you teach, and we do self-esteem, how getting rid of victim mentality, all the therapeutic processes. Are you enough? You know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Helping people gain awareness and go to a higher level of consciousness and success, getting on, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That just comes to me naturally. That's going to flow. That's not even an issue. It's getting the product. That was always my stumbling block. Well, Pam, why don't you create some freaking product? And I have not followed through on creating product. So that's my next big push, that I've got to create the product. I've got the education now. I've got the training. I've got the stuff inside me. I just need to get it out. And probably work with him. And to satisfy his input, if we get there, we're probably going to have to make some curriculum for how music therapy can help troubled children, can help autistic children or just stuck children, whatever, you know, or anyone for that matter. He could be from young to geriatric. So, you know, we can hit from young to senior citizens on how music can help you through your process. And, you know, he would play it. It would be part of the product. It would be part of what we would have for sale, et cetera, et cetera. So that's where I'm kind of am. I'm in the developmental stage. I'm starting again, but not quite from scratch. Assessing, is this a good risk on the personal level and the professional level? And then when I make a decision, it'll either just me again be out there, PJ, blowing it up, TNT, or it'll be Mr. and Mrs. Michael Scott blowing it up.
All right. Oh my God, PJ, you're so radiant right now, and you've been before. Actually, here's the deal, and you can tell her energy, her radiance. Before she even, or at least we knew we met him, she was already happy. And that's probably how it came up in the first place. Congratulations to you, PJ. I just wanted to honor you and let you know that you were on the path of extreme happiness before all this even happened to you. So we are all proud of you. And that's a big deal. That's a big deal. We got a blessing for you.
I so appreciate that. And I will say to you, I learned from you and the university that in the law of attraction, Think and Grow Rich that we went through, that you got to be happy before you can be happy. And you got to be happy before you attract all of this abundance and et cetera. And I was always, like you said, I knew how to push my happy cord. Joy was my middle name and is my middle name. But I have a grasp of managing it now. Controlling it now. So when I'm not happy, I don't take it for granted. I know, listen, if I want to continue to receive, I've got to continue to put out that happiness into the universe. So that I thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
That was an excellent book review. And I learned tons through that, tons.
I sure appreciate you. It's actually coming back here in the next couple of weeks. I just haven't said nothing. Me and Donna worked out a day. I just haven't said nothing. But yeah, I remember the last year PJ was like, remember that photo? And I took that photo. I don't know if I'd be actively listening to people. She know what I mean about that photo. And this PJ is like, you know, anybody worry about that photo at all. This is good. You can hear my smile. I'm so happy for you.
I see it. If I didn't have my hair tied up in a head rag right now, I'd probably be on camera letting you see it. But you'll see my energy again because I have not been recording. Going through a lot of decision making, and you know, I even want to possibly move, sell my house. You know, if we move forward, we need to get a house together, change venue, etc. So there's a lot of big changes to be done. But in the meantime, I do need to get back recording. I understand that. But what I'm hoping is that we will be coming out together as well.
Well, we're gonna give you three blessings. We got three blessings for PJ. Three blessings. Deanna, I want you to be thinking of one. Deanna has this incredible brain for ideas. It's incredible. That's how she makes me famous. I want you to come up with one idea about everything I'm not going to lean you in no direction. You're going to have your one idea. I'm going to give her my one idea. And on behalf of me and Tempest, we're also going to give her a gift. Well, here's what's going to happen. We'll start with the gift first. PJ, every bit of action.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
That you have to ATS, Business University, and the Bureau, okay, since we believe in couples and how couples should grow together. And Mr. Michael, I think she did say Michael, right? I'm trying to actively listen.
It's Michael.
Did say
yes, Michael. His name
okay.
is Michael.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. Michael can get his own account and have all that at no charge. And whenever you tell me to do so, then we would do that so you guys can grow, you two can grow together, and he would have access to everything you have access. So the next time you drop a knowledge on him, you can tell him, go watch this video and see I'm right. So we'll do that.
Antonio,
you're very welcome. You are most welcome. No, you're most welcome because we understand how important growing together is. And believe me, y'all, I too am difficult to marry, like PJ said. And I know how to mess one up, PJ. I got you on that.
Yeah,
you want to know how to mess it up.
Listen, I can teach a class. You want a divorce? Follow these easy 7 steps right here.
I know that's right. I can do that for sure. I did, yeah. I got her subclass. We got the first class.
Yes.
There are some chapters in that class. We teach you how to mess one up, that's for sure. So we'll definitely do that. Just, do what you always do. Reach out, Deanna Grace, or however you want to do that, and we will make sure that we honor that. And that has no expiration date on it. If you want to do it now, you can. If you want to vet him for a year and a half, that has no expiration date. We will not go back. You take your time. And when you know it's time for you, we will honor that, and it will have no expiration date on it at all. Fair enough?
I thank you and so appreciate that. And don't take my taking my time as denial, because I, as I said, I'm evaluating so many things right now. I want to take my time and make some good decisions. And I could also do a class on, you know, you can love again. You know, I mean, we can go A to Z.
Okay. Look at it.
How to break soul ties. I mean, I got a whole.
Look, I'm about to give you. I'm about to solve a few of your problems with my idea. Okay, actually, LaFeel said, "Get in the Love You Want" by Harville Hendrix is a good book. You can put this out. Idea is going to solve your content problem. My idea is going to solve your content problem and bless you in so many different ways. But did you want to go first? You want me to go first? She wants me to go first. All right, so that means we're saving the best for last. You should start immediately. Now, here, let me get everything I'm about to say is for free, and you only need some noise cancellation headphones. That is all, and your current smartphone. Okay, and then you and Big Daddy Michael. Sit across the table from each other and do whatever you're going to do, and then lay the headphones down like this, or if he talks low and you talk loud, project your voices however it has to work, or sit next to each other. But the noise cancellation headphones, everybody, will work like a $100 microphone. You're going to then take the recording app on your phone. You're going to take the recording app on your phone. You're going to hit record. And then you're going to start recording your new podcast called Dating/Married After 50.
Listen, I hear you. I hear you.
Yes. And let me tell you, you get to sell all your products through that, and pay attention. And you get to chronicle that wonderful dynamic, because you don't even need to have agendas. If you get into an argument and then you get over it, you get to be the coach, he gets to be the therapist, and that wonderful dynamic will show through on the podcast, right? It was just able to show through, And let me tell you, I'm an avid podcast listener. To my knowledge, I haven't seen a podcast that is about dating and starting a business together after 50. I've never seen it. I've never seen a podcast catering to the after 50 crowd. And then all those things you just said, PJ, I want to start this class. You can put all those topics and classes in that podcast. You sure can. You sure can.
This is exactly the conversation we've been having.
Good.
And figuring out how to make it work. And when, based on the Bureau of Dominant Speakers, and when I got to the homework assignment on podcast, I got stuck.
Yes.
But I did go out and I read everything. I listened to all the classes, but I went out and bought this little, I don't know what it was, some little microphone that from the music secondhand part of the store.
Even better.
Where you can plug it in and it's supposed to be for your podcast. But I haven't learned how to utilize it yet and do the software yet. So I had not ignored starting a podcast. I was going to do it, then got distracted, did my event, never got back to it. But I do still intend to do a podcast. That's not off the
table. Well, the universe sent you a co-host.
Listen, this is, you know, Antonio, it's overwhelming in the sense I can receive it. And, you know, as he puts it, any good thing come my way, he knows I can receive it. But it's like, it's a lot to digest. And I want to be sure because it's almost like prayers answered, dreams come true. Sometimes things are too good to be true. And so we
Amen.
Have
I get it.
I don't want to take them apart. But I'm going to go with the flow and step out on some faith and do some things. I think we can do some great things together. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Abraham Hicks would tell you that all your life-changing blessings are going to go with the flow of the stream, not against it. And so good job there. Good job there.
And one last thing I'll share with my colleagues, guys. And I know all our faith levels are different. But one thing I'm really holding on to with this, and I believe with all my heart, is that when this happened, when this relationship jumped off, I wasn't looking for it, as Antonio said. I had finally mastered that stop looking for it. Just go about being busy. Because God has never really called and come and gotten anybody who was sitting still, doing nothing, waiting. When I was doing, it was active waiting. When I was doing my event with all my heart, that was to benefit someone else. Yes, I was looking for customers. Yes, I was getting my name out there. I was marketing myself. But every penny I was making, I was donating to the church at the time. And they needed it. They were in trouble. This was to bless them. I even spent my own money that I didn't ask for any reimbursement on to make this happen. I swear to myself to this day, it was because I was trying to bless someone else. I wasn't doing anything for selfish motive. And I was about my father's business, and I was busy. I was working in the field when he dropped that blessing on me that I wasn't even looking for. Just want to leave that with you.
No, that's 100% fact. As a matter of fact, before I let Deanna come and give her idea, Phil and Susan, I think I'm just being obedient to what I feel in my head. If you two or one of you two can talk about the power of giving first, or just that last section of what she's talking about, how she believes that everything came into her life that was great because she was giving without the expectation of a return. If you two want to address that, because it's very few people that I know that give more than you and Susan.
Well, the universe doesn't like a vacuum. So when she stopped searching, she allowed that space to be there so that the things that she needed was able to appear and manifest itself.
Wow.
Yeah. Just like that. And it doesn't like a vacuum. Absolutely. Deanna? In fact, I'm going to tell you give your idea. We're going to end the class after this. I don't even want to put no other energy on top of what PJ just said. Somebody needs to catch this. but give her your blessing.
So Antonio touched on, well, he pretty much said one of the things that I was going to talk about, but it, instead of just...
All right, so I got a challenge then. So if we had the same idea, make it better.
So instead of just doing the podcast, when you do the recording, actually record it. You can either go live on Facebook or you can record it and create your own like type of TV show for it. And then from there, you can strip the audio, put it on podcast, and then you can also take it and like find a transcriptionist to transcribe everything and use it as a blog. Another thing that you can do, both of you can do together, is actually brand a specific training. Because with you being a coach and him being a therapist, okay, with you being a coach and him being a therapist, there is a training, there is help that you can provide for people that they wouldn't normally get in the same setting. So you have the person that can coach you through whatever you're going through, and then you have the therapist that can tell you, that can dig even deeper and say, hey, this is what you're suffering with. She can walk you through this. You guys can actually do a training together. It can be an online training. It can be a consistent training. It can be a training that you do for churches, for relationships. It can be a training that you do for singles. It can be a training that you do for married people who are struggling. It can be it can be a training in general for singles and couples that help them go through whatever it is both of you had to go through to get to where you are today. And you can give them the... You can give them the psychological and the emotional healing as well as teach them how to walk out of it. So it's also a training that you can do as well. And you can both can brand it together as trying to see how I can say this. Okay, so
you know what, Deanna, as you're thinking through that, you that is all so awesome. You're also making bills go off, because I can also bring the spiritual element into it, because I'm grounded in that. And when is it okay to divorce? Is it okay to divorce? Is it not okay to divorce? And, you know, many, many, many classes where I could bring in a spiritual element in on relationship, walking in and out, and healing, and all those good things. So I'm just saying, you already sparking me. I feel your energy, right?
Because especially when Antonio said, you know, dating after a certain age, how to get back into it. Not even that, just giving those that are younger than you the knowledge of, okay, look, before you do this, think about these. Let's walk through this. What are you currently facing personally that has think of every issue you've ever had in every relationship. If it's the same issue but different people, there's a common denominator. Okay, the common denominator is you. So since that common denominator is you, let me help you walk through this. And you have both of you together walking people through the common denominator in every issue of every relationship that they've ever had, walking them to a better, healthier relationship in themselves. And and they see the two of you doing it together, which not only helps them with whatever they need to walk through, but also gives hope at the same time. So not only are you helping emotionally, psychologically, and coaching them through what it is, but you're also giving them hope at the same time. So that training has a trifold to it.
And here's some more. Can a regular man marry an alpha female? Can an alpha female marry a regular man?
Ooh-wee.
Can a regular man love an alpha female? Can an alpha female respect a regular brother? On and on and on and on. I can bring in all the different. I know you writing down that alpha stuff. I see you, Antonio.
I look for inspiration everywhere.
And for the strong ladies and gentlemen out there, you know, how does an alpha female stay married? How does a strong woman respect a man? How does she learn how to, and see, as I've grown, I find myself now counseling my granddaughter differently, who's just going into her fourth, fifth anniversary of marriage and the first baby, my first great granddaughter, where I taught her and trained her how to grow up tough, strong, get it done. You can get it yourself, yada, yada, yada. And now as we talk and we talk about her marriage, I find myself now saying to her, but you can still be soft. You can learn how to be submissive without being a doormat. What is submissiveness? What is true submissiveness? And when does a man deserve submissiveness? And tie that into the Bible, because just, you know, not everybody is a godly man and shouldn't be demanding, or king, and if they got a queen, shouldn't be demanding submissiveness in the first place. So it's so much, listen, I got so much to say. But what I'm saying is falling in love again, finding what we call quote unquote true love, whatever that is. And we could try to define that in a class. What is love? What is true love? You know, we've been through all of, we know all that, but it softens your heart. It softens your heart. So my teaching now will have another element to it that I would not have been able to include had I not fallen in love and received this generous love that he has to offer.
Which now makes me want to tell you, feel free to change this podcast to Dating an Alpha Woman After 50, right?
Yes.
Or Alpha Woman Finds a Husband After 50, or Alpha, right? You can, anything like the more myopic, the more narrow your title is, the more followers you would get. The more it's a niche, right? The more people, you know how many women are like, I can point y'all out right now on this call, right? That are alpha women, okay? Mm-hmm. That would love to hear your perspective. You know, forget your perspective, a perspective. Where does any of y'all have, I dare any one of you alpha women, tell me where you can go to get advice you need to hear. Because y'all make up your own advice, because ain't nobody talking to y'all.
But, and let me tell you something else we do, though. We tend to be attracted to. I just started listening to somebody's new podcast, and I'm checking it out to get some millennial and general, the terminology, just to learn the language. I'm like, what the heck is a dust bunny? And what the heck is, what they call a woman, a dust bunny or some mess? And I'm like, I don't know if I should call her name. Is that appropriate to call the podcaster?
No, nah, go ahead. Yeah.
I was listening to this woman called Chloe, young woman named Chloe. But what I'm getting is the general theme is still, as high class as they're trying to make it, it's still man bashing. It's still male bashing. These dusty, rusty, we used to call them scrubs or, you know, and hypergamy. I'm like, what the hell is hypergamy? You know, marrying up. And it's not a being a gold digger now, y'all, but it's marrying up. And, you know, so being old school and, you know, can walk in the new school shoes, I'm looking at all this information and I'm now and want to be telling women, yeah, I'm still strong. Yeah, I'm a ball buster and always will be to the day I'm out of here. And I'm not ashamed of that. However, I'm learning, if you want love and to be loved, you gotta change some of your program, even if you're alpha woman. We can be strong, make the bacon, fry it up in the pan, buy our own house, have our own bank account, and still be soft enough to be happy as hell, ladies. Happy as all get out. And I don't mean to cuss. So, what do you call
talk
it?
Still talk. You know I ain't bothered.
Restructuring. I mean, we teach the men teach us. And if you get a like-minded person who can sit down and who is open to growing, it can be done and be done beautifully. I'm going to still be PJ, but I'm going to be the happiest PJ you've ever seen. And I will be making him grits and biscuits and eggs and whatsoever else he would like for Sunday morning breakfast.
No, that's right, child. So somebody else try to come make it for him. Gee, you old school. I know what you're talking about. No, baby, he fool. He fool. You can go somewhere. He fool. I know that's right.
He got enough sense, Antonio, to do the same. To do the same. Is there anything I can do for you this week, baby? Come opens the door. Now, you know, an alpha female don't need nobody to open no door for her. But I've learned
don't feel good, don't it?
Stand there. Don't touch that doorknob. Don't touch that doorknob. There's my tip for that. Stand right there till he comes up to you. Don't open that door. Wait for him to open that door for you. And that's
I'm glad you understand.
All right.
I'm glad you understand.
All right.
These ladies around here know the same thing. They know. I'm like, can we take out the trash? No, just tell me I'm slipping. Let me go get this trash out of here. Shoot, that's how it works around here.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. You, well, you come correct me.
I'm going to stop all this right now. That's where I'm at, and I'm open to any suggestions. And thank you, Law and Adonia and all you guys and Phil for your comments there. And, yeah, he going to give me Hezekiah's 15 off the wall back. If any of y'all don't know scripture, Hezekiah got 15 years added to his life. I'm reclaiming my time. What's the other one she said? Reclaiming and all of it. Redeeming the times. And everybody
reclaiming my time. I'll get all the
time I got left that I didn't spend right and messed up marriages and divorce before, I'm getting it all back now. My latter will That's be right. better than my former.
And you put all that in that doggone podcast. I can't wait to subscribe. That's good. Come on, y'all unmute your mics if you can and clap for PJ. That's a really, really big
Go PJ.
Thank you. Thank you.
He just taught y'all. That was a perfect example of how long-term stuff is evolving. But while she didn't know what it was, it changed her short-term, didn't it? Her long-term, she couldn't say it, but her long-term goal was to be in love, be happy, and be her doggone self. Here's the deal.
Amen.
That $250,000 a quarter, while can be used, that wasn't what was going to get her there. Now she's going to get that $250,000 a quarter because she's found this love, happiness, right, all that stuff like that. That totally redirected her goal, and now she got a podcast. And before I mentioned the podcast, and before, I don't know if y'all caught Deanna her wiseness, she said, PJ, and Tony had a good idea. Deal, now go ahead and film it. That way you can put the video on social media, the audio on podcast. And then she said, go transcribe it. You can be a blog writer too. That's what she said. And that's what Deanna said, right? She made it. She did make my idea better. One podcast becomes three different things. That's fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, we just taught one of the greatest classes in a while. There's a lot of information here for you to redirect your goals. On her scorecard, okay? Share that scorecard real quick so we can end the class. On her scorecard, her marketing scorecard, it won't be 4 billion people like me. That doesn't mean her long-term goal didn't direct this. Because here's what's going to happen. Stop sharing it real quick so they can see me. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. I'm going to tell you how she's going to fill out this card. This is going to happen. She's going to say, babe, you know we should be traveling, huh? And they're going to be like, yeah, but we got these two mortgages. I don't know if I'll be actively listening. I heard it. And now they're going to have a realistic conversation. Pay attention. Well, you know what, babe? If we had this amount coming in, that'll take the mortgages and give us enough money to travel. We ain't even got to touch this, you know, whatever nest eggs they already got. Now share your scorecard again. Having that long-term goal, gonna have that conversation and make them have that conversation. And from the dollar amount they want, and I'll say it again, for PJ to be happy, be herself, and be in love, that dollar amount is gonna determine all those direct visits and all that stuff. Boy, that's good. Oh, you know what, Deanna? You and I, we good. We're really good.
We already got a couple of trips in mind and planned, not planned out, but the locations have already been decided. We're right there with
Look
you.
Look at that.
Already been decided. One may be the honeymoon spot, and the other one will be a pleasure trip.
Well, look at that. Well, your friend Antonio is going to tell you like this. You make sure you don't pay for your trip at all, or him, your customers should. Boom.
Boom. All right.
Seattle closes up.
All right, everyone, thank you for joining us today for the ATS Business University Marketing Training. We're looking forward to seeing you. Marketing Training. We're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow for the business training with our CEO, Mr. Antonio T. Smith Jr. You can plan better. You can dominate. Have a good one.
All right, everybody. Congratulations, PJ. Love you very much. You're doing a good job.